Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And you believe it's too late when you realize what you had.
It's 38 Special bringing us back. 17 Tail. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm very excited about having our good friend Walter Kieschel back on the show. Walter Kieschel III is the author of The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World. He's a former editorial director of Harvard Business Review, former managing director of Fortune Magazine, and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're talking about succession planning for your small business. So, Walter, thanks again for being here. The succession planning thing that we talked about in the last segment was looking around and kind of seeing what your options are. Right. Obviously, you got a son or daughter who's been right there at your side learning the business. Then your succession options are probably pretty laid out, you know.
Yep.
You probably move in that direction. You got a couple of employees that have been like a child to you, you know, and they know the business. They're going to be disappointed if you don't sell to them. It's kind of, you've been talking about it. Maybe that's automatic right there. But if you don't, you got to take other steps, don't you?
Well, you do. You have to think, I mean, and some of this gets back into my favorite realm, strategy. You have to think about where you think your business needs to go and is going to go in the next 3 to 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and then the person who's going to be best fitted to take it there, who may have a different set of skills than you do, or
right.
maybe have a different set of skills than your son or daughter or somebody else is in the business with you then. But you want to have enough time to kind of locate that person if you have to go outside or if it's somebody from inside, and then give them a period to, well, it's sort of a tryout, but also just
right.
to perform in the role or do some of the things that you're doing now or you think that they're going to need to do. I mean, one of the great ways to train a successor is just if you have the luxury and the time, is to just have them sort of shadow you or
right.
Work as your de facto assistant or number two. And just sometimes people get catapulted into the top role and they don't have any idea that, oh, my
right.
gosh, we have to take care of this or that or the other thing.
One of the things, Walter, that I've talked about over the years is that I used to practice when I had my consulting company, is helping owners, especially founders, realize that this is not something you do in 3 years.
No.
That if you want to retire at 70, you need to be taking steps at 55.
Right.
And when you talked about a minute ago about bringing somebody in, as we talked about, and you know, from the outside, and having them shadow you, et cetera, you have to start that process so that you have the time to recover if that's an abort.
Yes, no, that's absolutely true. And
right?
Because,
I mean, you may have to go, you could, I mean, I'd say it's 50-50 that the first one won't work.
That is often the case.
You'll learn something that will increase the percentage the next time.
Right. Sometimes I've been asked by people I know, well, should I take this job? I'm going to be succeeding a beloved leader who's been in the top role of this company for 10 or 15 years. And
right.
my impulse is always to be really, really
right.
careful.
Yeah.
Because the first person who moves in after those folks typically or oftentimes lasts no more than
mm-hmm.
a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
The successor that lasts is the one who comes back on the next bounce.
And the operative word there is beloved, right?
Yeah, right. right. Or revered, or
mm-hmm.
Legendary.
That's another tip. That's another.
Or
tip.
Controlling is can be another.
Well, that's what that means.
yeah. Well, and a lot of this is about you're giving up a degree of control and being willing to do that and learning to be comfortable with that.
But I tell you, getting an owner, getting a founder, even with all the things that they put in place. Getting them to actually pull the trigger is a really, really shot. It's just not automatic, is it?
It's a global problem too. I remember years ago when I was at Fortune, I was invited by the Turkish Business Council to come give a speech in Istanbul, which I did. But when the word got out I was doing that, the head of the local Young Presidents Association started calling me. Said, "Oh, Mr. Kieschel, I must talk to you. I have a serious management issue. I must discuss it with you." So we ended up sitting there by the Bosphorus for an hour at the hotel dining room, and his issue was, he said, "Mr. Kieschel, how can I get my father, who's built and run this business, to let go?"
Right.
I'm sure that that's true not only in Turkey, but in China and Korea, and as well as in the United States.
Wouldn't one good way to be able to tell if you were that young person being brought in to take over the revered legendary founder? Wouldn't one good way to question to ask or to observe would be what kind of a delegator this person is?
Oh, absolutely.
If they're not, if you don't see them delegating like crazy, like over the top delegating, you just need to go do something else, probably, don't you?
Exactly right. No, exactly right. And one of the worst situations you can get yourself into is come in and succeed at somebody, and then they don't let go of the reins.
Right.
Or they keep an office in the building, and even though you've got the title, they're talking to people. If you've got a board, they're talking to the board members, and they think they're doing the right thing, but they're not. And that's also the corollary to that is one of the or corollary to that is one of the pieces of advice that you give to somebody who has given up and passed the reins to somebody
right.
else, which is get out of there and. Only, you know, don't stay in the building.
Right.
Talk to your successor when your successor calls up and asks for advice.
Right. But here's another tip-off. If they don't have a pastime, if they don't have anything else that interests them, that's another one you don't want to go into. Right?
Exactly right. If they don't...
They'll never leave.
No, that's right.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about this some more after these messages with our good friend Walter Kieschel. The book is called The Lords of Strategy. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.